Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord that we serve, he is wonderful. The Bible says he's counselor. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's all of that and more. Amen. Praise God. I want to just if you have your Bibles, I got my Sunday school book on yesterday, and I started reading the Sunday school book and the front part of it, and I said, Lord, maybe this is you got me in the right place, because I noticed in our resuscitation it had the exact same text,
yes, sir,
that I was going to preach from.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, that entire pericope. So if you have that, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read that. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Through 12. I'm sorry. I'm going to read the whole pericope. Everybody, if you don't understand what a pericope is, it's when you see one. Some of y'all have Bibles that have those little dividers.
Yes.
It looks like a little backwards P. You have seen those in your Bible? Praise God. Well, from wherever you start to that is what's considered as an entire pericope. So I want to go ahead and just read that whole thing, even though we're not going to talk about all of that. But I want to read it so that we get the flavor. And you all know these as the Beatitudes.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
This is 2020.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And I want us to talk. I want to talk about a way to happiness. Amen. Because if you remember my sermon, those of you all that were here on New Year's Eve night, I mentioned the fact that one of my best writers, guy by the name of John Steinbeck, and I said he write a book that talks about travels with Charlie, and Charlie just so happened to be his little dog, and he writes that book, and John Steinbeck writes the fact that he went all over the United States and, praise God, met all kind of people, and guess what? None of them were happy. Everybody he met, they were upset about either their job, they were upset about their vocation in life, they were upset with their mates, they were upset with everything, praise God. So he said that everywhere you go, he just found people who just didn't seem that they were happy, praise God. So I want to just talk about the way to happiness, since we have just crossed over into 2020.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Look at the words Matthew's record, the words of Jesus Christ. He says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, amen, for they shall be called the children of God. Number 10 said, blessed are they which are what? Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Number 11 said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. You may have a seat. I want to talk about the way to happiness.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to look at verse 3 in particular, because that's what I'm going to be talking from. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. You know, if God said to you on this first Sunday of 2020, if God said, I want you to choose 8 things that you feel would make your new year a happy one, and I will give them to you, praise God, what would you choose? Would you choose to be poor in spirit? Would you choose things such as mourning and meekness, hunger and thirst, being merciful, being pure in heart, being a peacemaker, or experiencing persecution? You see, do you think that these things would make you happy? It's the question that I need to ask. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you believe that these 8 things will make you happy? Praise God. You know the reason why I had to ask that question? Because if you look at it, Jesus seems to think that they will. Amen. So instead of looking at them from a negative standpoint, praise God, we need to consider these 8 Beatitudes as steps to happiness.
Yeah, man.
Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You see, in our text, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, he was referring to our recognition of both our spiritual neediness and the means that can supply our need. You see, this poverty of spirit I'm talking about refers to humility. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You must be humble.
Humble.
Amen. That's what that poor in spirit is talking about. It refers to humility, and this poverty of spirit results in our discovery of God's kingdom.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.